The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Pregnancies that I fought.
Oh, is that right? Some of the girls that you have given graham crackers and sprites to could be listening today.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like, I can't.
That's pretty impressive.
I can't remember.
I like that.
But yeah, right. I did a lot of partying growing up here in Arizona. So at my shows, people who I used to party with who continued, I stopped, they continued, show up at gigs.
So you don't suppose that pro-life Superman or Spider-Man could be actually your child? You don't know. Do you have any? Are you worried about a door knock?
I'll say this, and I shouldn't say this out loud.
Please
I
do.
Really should
These are
not
my favorite
say this
moments.
Out loud.
Anybody who says that's about to say something interesting.
I got a message once on my old answer machine. I was 19 years old. It's a girl crying.
Oh, God.
And she said, Craig, call me back.
Oh, no.
I'm pregnant. And click. And to this day, I have no idea.
You didn't call her back?
She's still waiting.
I had no idea who it
She's
was.
She's still waiting on the call.
She didn't say her name.
It could have been anyone,
It literally
is what you're saying.
Could have been anyone.
But you had to narrow it down a little bit.
That was really hard to do. That was really, I mean, I always say, and I've always
knew who it was.
I swear to God,
you
I have
know who this
not
is.
Not even a clue. There was something about growing up in Arizona, and I don't know if it's still the same today, where I would tell people about how it seemed like everybody was getting laid. Yeah. Everyone.
Well, not me.
And it just seemed to be a really fun place to grow up.
Yeah.
And I was like, either I went to the coolest high school
you did,
ever.
You did, because I had the opposite experience.
Because,
I think
yeah.
it was mainly because of my body and face.
Everyone was getting laid.
I watched. Now I found out later that everyone I knew was getting laid. Mm. Like when I was like in my late 20s, I thought everybody kind of had a similar childhood experience to me, as like being awkward and fumbling around and never getting anything good. And then I'm talking to guys who were getting, you know, all sorts of stuff done in junior high. Brett told a story about he used to sexually assault ladies at Big Sur pretty regularly in the eighth grade.
Huh.
Allegedly. What are you going to do? But, you know, we
place ain't there anymore.
We were talking about how you pull it. That doesn't mean it's not, it's legal now.
Allegedly. Statute of limitations is gone.
Stayed there.
What's the problem?
And it's done.
Closed it down. That's what Bin Laden says. They built a new building there. What are we still crying about?
It's done.
But yeah,
get over it.
We used to pull the bikini tops off the girls. And Brett goes, we used to wade under the water and throw fingers.
I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah, what are you going to do? They didn't know who was doing it. And Craig gets calls from lady. You know who that is.
Swear, not even.
You had to narrow it down to at least five ladies.
Couldn't do it.
There were more than five possible.
I really had a lot of fun growing
you
up.
You were slaying it.
From, and it was girls my age in high school up to women in their 30s.
What in the world kind of.
Where the hell were you?
Yeah, you were a Superman.
You know what? I came across a video of me at that time that will explain it. I'll post
Handsome.
It. Just long hair. Like
you were much cooler.
There's a video of me when I was like 17 hanging out with Sam Kinison that I got.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And I'll post it before the commercial or during the commercial break, and so people can look at it and go, all right, that was me in Arizona.
So that's why that guy got laid, is what people will say.
Yeah.
No kidding. So you at 17.
Oh, at 15, 16, like I couldn't even. I was. It's a terrible thing to
cocaine.
Say, but when you say like, you know, you know how you keep track, you like write a list.
Yeah.
And you don't, you know, some of them are just like, all right, Carol. Yeah. And then there's like a train woman.
Conductors? I
went on a couple of senior trips because I never finished high school.
Describe senior trips because I just got a different visual.
Senior trips.
I never started young.
Yeah. I went to high school for a long time.
Yeah.
Still don't have my diploma, but I got to go on a few senior trips.
Sure.
And we would usually meet up in Nogales, get on a train, and take the train down to Mazatlan.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I still go to reunions for each of my senior years in high school.
Because you haven't gotten slapped at one of them.
Yeah, you want to meet your kid.
I left you a message. Yeah. You never called me back, you son of a bitch.
I keep wondering about that.
I've thought about that. Showing up. What if it was Toledo? God, oh,
there's people coming this tonight. Yeah. And tomorrow, Gilbert and up in Glendale, who people are like, yeah, I'm coming to hang. And there are people who I have like messed up memories with. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, there's one guy coming to the show tonight who we had this terrible experience of, this is in Tucson. There's these two girls we thought were really hot, and we were always trying to talk to them. And they go, hey, you want to give us a ride to the east side? Which is always, for some reason, a big deal in Tucson. If someone lives on one side of town or the other, it's like, oh, man, they're all the way over there.
Yeah.
Like, something about small towns.
Drive all the way over there.
And she goes, and these girls were like, yeah, this guy has a cool party pad. So we go to the guy's place after this hype of, like, this guy's amazing. He's so cool. He's, like, the coolest party guy.
Yeah.
And we walked up as a group. I knocked on the door. The guy opens the door, and I go, hey, what's up? I'm Craig. I put my hand out, and the guy just stared at my hand, looked at the girls. Hey, what's up, girls? And I was like, oh, well, guy's kind of a dick. And we walk in, and he goes, I'm going to Circle K. I'm going to get some beers. And I go, oh, can you get some Coronas? He doesn't even acknowledge me. He walks out. I'm like, wow, that's kind of a dick.
Yeah.
Me and my buddy Dave, who's going to be there tonight at JP's, we go down to the bathroom and start doing coke in his room. In his bathroom. And Dave goes, man, that guy's a dick. We should mess up his house.
Oh, no.
And I go, what do you want to do? And he goes, nothing crazy. You ever seen toilet paper when it's wet? And I go,
aww.
No. He gets some toilet paper. Why are you saying oh?
Because you're ruining a man's home.
You're a vandal.
Well,
you were a guest.
Dave grabs a wad of toilet paper, runs underneath the water, and just throws it up.
On the ceiling.
On the ceiling. And I'm like, well, it looks like spackle. And I go, well, give me one.
Yeah.
Get some toilet paper. Give me two more. We start running around the guy's house. We open up his closet, like, move the clothes apart.
Close.
Just wet toilet paper.
Yeah.
Well, the guy was being a dick. Guy comes back.
Yeah, he was a dick.
Yeah.
The guy bought you your beers.
He didn't buy you
a
Corona.
Couple of swingers. Well, no. With girls.
There's a couple levels of the guy comes back. He's got a 12 pack of Corona.
Oh.
And he goes, hey, what's up, guys? Sorry if I was being a dick earlier. I go, oh, that's fine. And he goes, well, girls probably don't know, but my mom just died.
Oh, wow, man.
My friend Dave looks at me and he goes, you're an asshole. And I go, dude, he's... And I feel really bad. And he goes, here's some Coronas, man. I'm sorry. My name's Jeff. And I go, hey, Jeff. Oh, man, it's nice to meet you. I feel terrible.
Yeah.
So I say to him, I go, hey, do you party at all? And he goes, what do you got? And I go, follow me.
You made it up to him in illicit drug use.
Well, here's the thing.
He died.
I pour out some coke.
Yeah.
We start chopping it up. The guy goes, oh, man, I haven't done coke in so long. Oh, my God. I go, yeah, do whatever you want. He goes, can I take this line? I go, take whichever you want. He goes, and then he looks up, and he's looking at the ceiling. Dude, what the hell's on my ceiling?
It's the coke, man.
Bro.
Nothing, yeah.
Oh, man. What the hell? What is that?
Well, Craig can come to your house after his show tonight at JP's if you're interested.
Dude, tonight.
They're showing up. These people are eventually going to haunt you.
The shows tend to be about those people.
Oh.
And which is crazy because this is like Super Bowl week, so I got a bunch of NFL people coming out to the shows. Former players come out, and then all these old friends I used to do drugs with are all going to be there.
Well, that sounds fun.
Gilbert,
I'm sold.
This is a
Gilbert
reunion.
Tonight and
a reunion
Glendale.
Of people who have ruined your stuff, or at least used to.
All well, the info. Getgas.com.
I'm still fascinated at the idea that, when you said train lady, worked at a train, met her on a train, or part of a train.
Oh, no. She was on one of the senior trips. A girl from, I think she was from Alamogordo, because they'd have all these kids from high schools all over the Southwest. And we hooked up on the train ride down to the senior trip. I met her on the train, and she had a sleeping compartment.
So you weren't in a train with her. You didn't gangbang this girl.
I was in an actual train, not a gangbang train.
Not a gangbang train.
Yeah.
You were not part of the train.
Story.
You were on an actual locomotive.
I was on a locomotive, but okay. I do believe, from my experience of growing up here in Arizona, that it just is crazy. Man,
we have different experiences.
Lots and lots of sex here.
Polar opposite.
So much sex.
Yeah, so
knee deep in sex.
Opposite, completely.
Yeah, I was probably like, I mean, at that time in my life, it was every weekend.
Yeah. No kidding. My dad would have been thrilled if there was a message on our machine saying a girl was pregnant.
He did it!
I never thought it would happen. This day has come.
He's not a twink.
And nobody ever got that call. It just didn't
Your
happen.
Dad is the reason why you yelled at me and said, where's the money?
Where's the money, Craig?
Where's the money? Your dad's in.
Why are you not? You're wasting your time and mine.
Come on.
Yeah, it's a different drastically different experience. Well, it's Super Bowl week, and Craig's been here all week, and this is the type of stuff. It's been a very subdued kind of situation. We were at Media Row yesterday, and it was
mellow.
And then last night went to a media event, a dinner over at the farm, which was pretty good, but so gigantic in its footprint that there was actually nothing you could really gain from it outside of just you had a few bites to eat, and that was it. Then I saw Cam Hayward. That was pretty neat. My takeaway from it was we had to walk through metal detectors to get in because they want to keep you safe and stuff. And then what's the first thing you see? Axe throwing.
Yeah.
Like they provide the weapons inside. For those of you who want to know, it's like the best thing about going through these events is that inside you just hear thunk, thunk over in the corner. I look over and, you can have axes. You can't bring them in, but we'll give you one if you get here. And a lunatic that had that idea coming in, don't worry about it. If they took your axe at the door, we've got them inside.
And how much security's on the farms on either side?
None. I mean, it was in the front door, and that was
and
about
the guys,
it,
right? By the way, a lot of people doing security, which, and this is part of the reason why it's so easy to get into a lot of things at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
A lot of these people doing security, they need thousands and thousands of part-timers to do security for all these events, including the Super Bowl itself.
Yeah.
Well, these are people who it's
all right, Al Qaeda, calm down. The Super Bowl's covered. We've got Homeland Security on that.
Do you remember when I was on the field, Super Bowl 48, the Seahawks will give me a job every time I go to a game so that I can be on the field.
Right.
My job is the Seattle Seahawks official team photographer's assistant.
Oh.
That's my job.
Just got to stand next to the guy with the camera.
I hold the cameras.
Oh.
I hold the cameras for him and I switch them out whenever he needs them. And I did it at the Super Bowl 48. And I'm standing near the bench for the Seahawks, and a security guy, security guy and I start talking, the guy who's watching the bench, and he goes, man, it's crazy. It's my first time here. And I go, first time at the stadium? And he goes, no, I just got hired. And I go, you're kidding. And he goes, yeah, man, they just spread us all out. I got this job. I'm right here. And I go, no way. And he goes, yeah. Hey, if I give him a camera,
oh my God, Craig! You're giving the idea to the crazy people that there's no security at the Super Bowl. God damn it, Craig Gass, you're gonna get us all killed.
Hey, you got any cocaine?
Here's a tip.
So we toss chucking toilet paper at the Broncos.
We're chopping on the goal line.
Here's a tip for you, because I'm at the Super Bowl every year. This is probably 15th Super Bowl in a row that I've been at. I never go to the game unless the Seahawks are in it. There's all these big parties that sell for a crazy high ticket price, $1,000 a pass. If you are flexible enough to be like, hey, if I go, I get in, cool. If I don't, whatever.
Right.
A lot of these parties, maybe not a lot, but a surprisingly large amount of these parties will be under what they were shooting for attendance-wise.
Yeah. Crashable.
And they'll just be like, just
let them in.
Come on in. Just come on in.
They just want bodies in the building.
And the people who paid $500 a ticket to get in are like, wow, man, this place is packed.
So what you're saying is hang around these big events and maybe there'll be
the parties. Place. Specifically the parties.
Right, yeah.
Like I remember that Maxim used to do like a $1,000 ticket for the party. And I don't even know who's throwing parties this week. Shaquille O'Neal's not one of them. I can tell you that.
No, that's a tough get in.
Because Shaq gets huge performers.
Yeah.
Shaq has a great party. And it's
what are you crashing tonight?
I got my first shows tonight.
Oh, that's right. You got to do
performing
your thing.
I'm in Gilbert tonight, Glendale tomorrow. So no more parties for me. Rihanna shows up for a press conference tomorrow.
Yeah, you're going to that.
I'll go to that.
you're not in yet, but you'll go to that.
Probably.
Yeah, just to see Rihanna do a presser.
My buddy Jason, who you met last night, we have this shared memory of, for some reason, when Madonna did a press conference. I think that was in Indianapolis where Madonna performed. I had the worst gas that morning. I crop dusted the entire press.
Well, that's nice. Wow. You're really selling yourself here today, Craig. Great job.
Gilbert tonight. Glendale tomorrow.
Craig
Meet
Gass.
My old Coke friend.
That's exactly it.
Cokehead
friend. Possibly his son.
That would be fantastic.
I still think you know deep down you know.
Nope, absolutely no clue.
I think it would be great in the middle of the show. This lady stands up and the light She yeah. just glows.
Like, be like the natural.
Yeah. Yeah. And closes in the crowd.
Absolutely no idea. All I know is that she had my phone number.
Yeah. And your baby.
And she only ever called once?
She called once, crying, never said her name.
You changed your number.
No, I had the same number. And I would tell friends, like, I don't know who that was. And I honestly had no idea. Like, life was really good. And again, I'm going to post a video here so you can get an idea of what. What are you reading?
I feel somebody like said Alamogordo. The guy knows the girl is from Alamogordo, but can't figure out which girl he boned that actually had his phone. Nobody's believing it. If you remember their origin, their origin, that you're going to remember the girl that called you. You know who this is.
No, I only remember that I never heard of Alamogordo. Sounded like a Muppet.
Yeah, yeah. Alamogordo's a great character.
Alamogordo.
Yeah, he was. So I think that I would like to do that. If you aren't, if you're up for it, pretend to be Craig. So how many years ago was this? 25, 30.
Oh, this is high school.
Oh, it's high school.
Yeah, this is high school.
So if you're in your mid-30s right now, early 30s, I was thinking 35 or so, you come by tonight and say you're Craig's son, you get in for free. That's how it works.
I'm Craig Gass's illegitimate child.
Hey, there's some guy in the doorway doing a Sam Kinison impression.
It's really good Kinison out there.
Man, you are my boy.
Oh, my God. Would you embrace that or would you run from it?
I mean, it's an awkward.
A little awkward.
That's an awkward spot.
You'll know when he comes. I'm Bobby Glass, comedian.
Yeah, yeah. If he says it, I say, I think you're my dad.
That's like, oh, man.
Hey, I haven't talked to you a little bit about something. Dude, I think you might be my daddy.
I haven't seen you in a couple of years, but that reminds me of during the pandemic, I spent Carl LeBeau's last year with him.
Who's that?
Carl LeBeau was Sam Kinison's best friend.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And, man, that guy.
He started spilling?
Oh, my God. Dude, that guy, him and Sam Kinison both meet at the same open mic. They both signed up for open mic same night, which was the same night that Bill Hicks signed up for the first open mic. And all these guys are like, oh, I want to do stand-up comedy. Sam and Carl become best friends. They hit it off, and they start following the dream of stand-up comedy together. Yeah. And Carl and Sam make a pact. If one of us makes it, we're taking the other one with us. Sam sticks to his word.
Yeah.
And he becomes super famous, and Carl is his opening act for every show he does, going up through the theaters and arenas.
Wow.
Carl's the opening act, and it's crazy. It's drugs. It's crazy women and rock stars, and it's a wild, wild ride where Carl falls in love with a girl that's kind of crazy. They have a kid, and then Sam dies, and now everything's over.
Yeah.
And now Carl's going through a divorce. His ex is squeezing him and saying, you better give me money, and he calls her up and just has a heart-to-heart with her and just says, listen, I need to talk to you. I know you're mad at me. I know you have your issues with me, but I'm coming to you as a human being.
Yeah.
These alimonies payments are set up from a time when I was working in arenas.
Right.
I can't even get into a comedy club. Please, I'm begging you to help me. And she started crying, and she said, I'm sorry. And he said, what are you sorry about? And she said, she's not yours.
Oh, my God.
She's Sam's.
Oh, my double God.
And he finds out after his best friend died that his best friend fathered the girl that he's been raising as his own. Which?
That little bald girl with the beret was Sam Kinison.
You are not far off because, like because he.
You have a photograph of the daughter?
Carl sent me the photograph.
I wonder if it's Toledo's ex-wife. Oh, yeah, that's Kinison's kid.
Dude, well, here's the thing. I'll zoom in.
Oh,
that is frightening.
Wow. That is Sam Kinison's
dad.
Yeah.
And here's the crazy thing is back in the day, I heard rumors about it at the Comedy Store. Yeah. And Carl goes, oh, dude, he would joke about it in front of people. People go, man, that kid looks just like Sam. And Sam would go, yeah, maybe that is my kid. Maybe that. And he would joke about it. And then he'd pull Carl out into another room and go, you know, I'm just messing with you, right? You know, I love you. I would never do that to you.
Oh, my God.
And he knew in the back of his mind exactly what he did.
Oh, and he paid for it.
And Sam Kinison
has
a daughter out there running around.
But, yeah. Wow.
And by
so
the way,
do you, by the way.
Tonight in Gilbert.
Yeah, you can meet your daddy.
Tomorrow night in Glendale.
Finally.
Go to getgas.com. Get gas.
Real easy to sneak backstage, too. Just follow your daddy's guidelines. You'll get right into his dressing
room. You'll have instincts.
That's hell enough. You're just waiting for Craig and I'm your kid.
Yeah.
You must be. You've got the skills.
You ate all the sun finally. Yeah. My buddies call me the chopper.
Yeah, amazing. Well, there you go.
You ate all the food in my dressing room. You must be my kid.
That is Craig's.
That is my kid.
It's 8:54. We got Rock Wars coming up in a little bit. Our correspondent for the Super Bowl, once again, nothing. No money, no real viral moment, nothing. Just hanging out with me, for God's sake.
I'm getting you into parties.
That was fun. I like that part, but I'm saying I want you to have an explosion here and have some fall off from that, but so far no good.
At any moment it can happen.
You never know. Do something good at the Rihanna show. It's 98 KUPD.
It's out of control now.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.